Welcome back to a session of Ask Father with Father Paul McDonald, sponsored by the Fatima Center.
Dear friends, I am Father Paul McDonald. This is the Ask Father series here from the Fatima Center, and here is a question that we're going to explore. Hello, Fatima Center. I love the rosary and pray it daily, but how do I pray it properly? What should we feel and think when praying the rosary? Do we think about the words over and over again? My brain gets foggy with praying the same words over and over again. When I finish praying, the state of my brain returns back to normal. Please help. So this is a common problem, but we're not going to deal with it fruitfully unless we have some grace from on high. So let's say a prayer in the name of the Father and the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Our Lady of the Rosary of Fatima, pray for us. Immaculate Heart of Mary, pray for us. Saint Jacinta and Saint Francisco, pray for us. Saint Dominic, pray for us. Saint Louis-Marie Grignon de Montfort, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. How do we pray the rosary properly? Just in case I forget before the end, I want to recommend to you one of the most beautiful books on the face of the planet and important, details about which will be down below, and that is the book The Secret of the Rosary by St. Louis de Montfort. The Secret of the Rosary. Everything that we need to pray a beautiful rosary that gives glory to God, honor to the Virgin, saves souls, comforts the souls in purgatory, strengthens the Pope to do the right thing, brings peace to the world. It's in that beautiful book, The Secret of the Rosary by St. Louis de Montfort. But I'll give you a little bit of some highlights here to help us pray the rosary properly and meritoriously or fruitfully. Okay, so first of all, let's talk about the essential rosary. Now, I know different groups on the face of the earth add different things, like most of you are used to the Creed, the Our Father, three Hail Marys. And that's like decorations on the Christmas tree. The Dominicans, to whom the rosary was entrusted from the beginning, begin, as in the Divine Office, God come to my assistance, Lord make haste to help me. They don't do that first part, at least in their public rosaries. So there's many variations. So what is the essential rosary? So just that we get it straight, because why is heaven so anxious, so urgent about us praying the rosary? Okay, so here's your essential rosary. A decade essentially consists of an Our Father and 10 Hail Marys. Even the Glory Be is icing on the cake. We're not going to leave it off. And then Our Lady did ask for, Oh my Jesus, forgive us our sins, to be added at the end of each decade. But as far as the Church goes in her grant of indulgences and her great approvals for the rosary, the essential is the Our Father and 10 Hail Marys for a decade of the rosary, and meditation on the mystery. Now, don't be scared by the word meditation, and don't give it that modern meaning which is out there on magazine shelves in grocery stores, for heaven's sake, by now. Watch out. Meditation does not mean this. No, absolutely not. That's dangerous. Don't empty your mind. If you empty your mind, the way they say with this mindfulness, not all mindfulness is bad, like the golfer should be mindful that he's about to putt for the Scottish Open. Okay, fine. But this emptying our minds and waiting for something to happen, that is not recommended in the Bible. Don't do that, okay? So meditation means considering, thinking about the mystery, maybe picturing itself to us, looking at a picture, and having a heart-to-heart conversation for at least a few moments, keeping Our Lady company as we think about and pray about the mystery. And then when we're finished doing that, then we pray the Our Father and the 10 Hail Marys. Okay, so you got to have the meditation, one way or the other. It could even consist of looking at a picture. And then my recommendation is that we actually pray those prayers, that we try to mean them, that we say them reverently and lovingly and carefully. Each Hail Mary, for example, is a rose that we're giving to Our Lady. It's a gift. It reminds her of what happened at the Annunciation. So let's put our heart and mind into it. Meditate first, and then as acts of love, say those prayers. So to help you and me and all of us to pray these Our Fathers and Hail Marys with attention, I'm going to share with you something from St. Thomas Aquinas, a very safe source to share with you. It's how to pay attention during a vocal prayer. So a vocal prayer is a prayer that you say out loud, or whispering, you pronounce it with your lips, and which is of a fixed form. Okay, so neither you nor I invented the Our Father, nor did we invent the Hail Mary, nor the other prayers of the Rosary. Okay, so how do you pray an Our Father or a Hail Mary well? Now, in what I am about to give you, you all have your methods of prayer and what works for you, and if it ain't broke, don't fix it, you know. I don't want to mess up anybody's prayer. But here are three ways that you pay attention during a vocal prayer, which, like I said, could be the Our Father, could be the Hail Mary, it could be a psalm. Okay. Now, do not laugh at the first one and say, well, that's not important, Father, and we don't need to do that, and God doesn't care about that. The first way to pay attention, and we all can do this, is to pronounce the prayer correctly. In other words, not to mumble it, not to go at 100 miles an hour, that 160 kilometers an hour. But it's not about really slow. Some people are slow, some people are fast, fine. Okay, but to pronounce the prayer correctly and not to rush through it, not to mumble it. That's an act of attention. It's an act of respect. It's an act. And sometimes that's all we can muster. The mind is all over the place, but we just try to pray those prayers to pronounce them correctly. That's the basis. The second level is to try to think about the meaning of the words. We're not doing a meditation on each Hail Mary, but we're paying attention to the meaning of the words. So, you know, that we're pronouncing the prayer in an intelligent manner. This doesn't mean you have to be a genius to pray the rosary. It just means that somehow or other, the meaning of the prayer is registering on us. This is not the Thomas Aquinas part, but this has just occurred to me. Also, how about trying to pray those Our Fathers and Hail Marys in another language than your own native language? The most obvious one is Latin. Yes, pray the Our Father enough times, Pater Noster, and you'll know it off by heart. No pain. Okay, so that's another way, is to pray myself. When I'm praying the rosary, I might pray in English, in French, or in Latin. So that's another way. But we try to think of what we are saying, like not, you know, having a nervous breakdown over it, but just kind of keeping in mind the meaning. Okay, so that builds on the foundation. And then the third and most important and beautiful one, which we can do with God's ordinary grace, at least sometimes, is to pay attention to the person that we are addressing. We are talking to living persons. We are talking to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Eternal Father, Almighty God, when we pray the Our Father. That's who we are talking to. In the Hail Mary, we are addressing her. We are reminding her of the Annunciation and of her motherly role. So we try to pay attention to the person, fix our attention on the person that we are addressing. And then that becomes a beautiful, beautiful Hail Mary. So I'm just going to share with you what I myself do when I read about this, put your attention on the person. Again, if this helps, fine. If it doesn't, ignore it, okay? So when I am praying, say, the Hail Mary, there are certain words in the Hail Mary that are more directly addressed to her, okay? So, well, like her name, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord, I'm just going to put it in modern English for comprehension's sake, the Lord is with you. Like I'm trying to lift up my heart to her. The Lord is with you. The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women. This is just how I do it. And blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. So do you see there? There were three movements in my heart and soul. I know you can't see my heart, but I'll just tell you that it's true. Is that I was addressing myself to her, and there are certain words that I was emphasizing. It works for me, whatever works for you, okay? And the same with Our Father, you know, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And then, you know, the verbs are kind of addressed to God in the imperative. That's the way prayer works. Give us this day our daily bread. So what I would suggest then is let's try to pray the rosary lovingly. And not, you know, let's take our time. And if we have attention problems, one of the great things about the rosary is you can break it up into little bits. You say, well, Father, five decades. Okay, how about just praying one beautiful decade? And then go and, sweep some leaves, and then come back and do another beautiful decade of the rosary. I'm not against praying five decades all together as a person or as a group. I'm just saying sometimes if, you know, that's one of the part of the genius of the rosary is that it can be broken up into pieces. And we get a partial indulgence every time we pray even one decade of the rosary. So let me just see here. I think my suggestions may help, dear reader, the brain not to get foggy, because we say the same words over and over again, but with love and not, as some people accuse, you know, we're not doing it in a mechanical manner. Each Hail Mary is a precious treasure. And just to inspire you to say those Hail Marys well, know this. One Hail Mary, one beautiful, well-said Hail Mary, sends shockwaves throughout all of hell and draws down all kinds of graces on the church on earth and on the church suffering in purgatory. So it is worth our while to pray the rosary as best we can with, amongst other things, the things that I have suggested. So, to this end, may Almighty God, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost bless you, protect you from all evil, and, through the Immaculate Heart of Mary, bring you to everlasting life.
This Ask Father episode by Father Paul McDonald has been brought to you by the Fatima Center. Copyright 2021, all rights reserved. To send our Fatima priests a question and to support this vital apostolate with a donation, please visit our website, www.fatima.org. It is our prayer that this presentation may enlighten your faith, strengthen your hope, and inflame your charity. Blessed Alan de la Roche, pray for us.